Saudi Arabia matters even more as the U.S. considers possible military action against Iraq. And the United States also has uncertain allies in northern Iraq. Kurdish minority groups are effectively independent of Saddam Hussein and allied with the U.S., but they're uneasy about going to war. Now it appears that the United States may be involved in recruiting a new opposition army in northern Iraq. The men are being recruited in a region controlled by ethnic Kurds in a city called Sulaymaniyah, which is where Scott Peterson found them. He's a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. These recruits, what are they being trained for? What are they being trained to do?
They are meant to be forward spotters. They're meant to be trained to do some of those kind of forward spotting roles that we saw American Special Forces play during the Afghan conflict. The former communist chief who I spoke to, who's doing the recruiting, said that his feeling was that these people could be deployed in a way that would help to minimize post-regime change violence. In other words, that they would deploy to areas to try and minimize street fighting, revenge killings, the kind of things that we saw in 1991 when it looked like the regime might change.
You've seen application forms that are being handed out to potential recruits here.
That's right. It's not being especially broadcast, but some of these forms are being handed out. They look like a straightforward one-page application form, and some of them on the top have a logo for what used to be one of the main Iraqi opposition groups, the INC, which is the Iraqi National Congress. Now, that organization used to be considered to be an umbrella organization for all the Iraqi opposition groups, and in fact, in its numbers, it includes the two main Kurdish factions. So in theory, this is meant to be something that the Kurds would be in favor of. But many of the Kurds here, the Kurdish leaders, say that that really the leadership of this third group, the INC, is really trying to create for themselves a power base when in fact they don't have any support inside northern Iraq or anywhere in Iraq.
So we have a situation here where this recruiting effort is contributing to divisions between the Iraqi opposition groups. What do the application forms ask potential recruits?
Well, they ask the usual details that you'd expect if you were signing up for your first day of school. But then they also start asking other information, what kind of military training you've had, what kind of courses you've taken, and then they start getting into some even nittier and grittier details, like have you ever committed war crimes? Have you ever committed human rights violations? And then at the bottom of the form that has the INC logo on it, it says, have you ever said anything against America? And apparently people have been asked or been offered $3,000, and they've even been offered a trip to the United States for training, although it is not clear so far that going to the United States is actually part of the plan.
Scott, I want to make sure the pieces fit together here. We do know that the United States is working with Iraqi opposition groups, in particular with the Iraqi National Congress, but also with others. We do know that the United States has committed a certain amount of money for military training. And we know at your end there in northern Iraq that some people are running around saying that they're recruiting an army. But is it absolutely clear to you that all of those pieces fit together, that the people who are recruiting this army really are working at the behest of and on the payroll of the United States?
Yes, I am sure that these pieces fit together. There's no question about that. There is one added element, and that is that there may be a separate intelligence operation which is going on simultaneously or even parallel to the recruiting of the 5,000-man army, and this is what is not yet clear in terms of where those lines are drawn.
Scott Peterson is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke to us from northern Iraq. Mr. Peterson, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.